Likach lechita. You tell him, go buy me some wheat.
And Rashi says the case is lemachzas schar. Now, as you made him a business deal, you told him, listen, go buy me some wheat, and we'll sell it, and the profit will divide in half. V'lokach men sarim, and by mistake the shliach went and bought barley, or else the opposite way. Sarim, you gave the shliach money to go buy barley and go do business with it, and we'll split the profit. V'lokach men chitim, and instead he went and bought wheat. So, it's a machlekes. Tanya chodo, one brisa we learned, in pichsu, pichsu loy. He should know in pichsu that if it makes a loss, he doesn't do good on the sale, so then the shliach loses out. V'im hoisiru hoisiru loy, if he does good on the deal, then he gains on the deal, it's all his gain. That's what one brisa says. The shliach, either it's his gain or else it's his loss. V'tanya chodo, and another brisa learns, im pichsu pichsu loy, if he made a bad deal, if he loses out, so the loss is to the shliach. The shliach has to give the money back to the mishalach, and the loss goes to the shliach. And the Rashi says here the svar is, because he has a right to say, the lav lav osi shadrei, I didn't send you to do bad for me. Now, but v'im hoisiru, hoisiru liemtsa. But in the case, let's say he does a good deal here, he does a good business deal, then the halacha is, v'im hoisiru, hoisiru liemtsa, that they divide the profit. See, even though he bought the wrong stuff, but still it says they divide the profit. So what do we do with this machlokes, you say, the stira? So I'm Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon answers and says, Lakasha, I tell you, poshid, ho Rabbi Meir, vo Rabbi Yehuda. Hey, so Rabbi Meir, the first brisa goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the yoma that says, shinu kaina, whenever the shliach does different than what the balabas told him, so it's called the shinus like it's his. So therefore, since he was supposed to buy wheat and instead he bought barley, we consider the barley his barley. Therefore, whatever he gains is his gain. If it's a loss, he just has to pay back the owner the money that the owner gave him. And the second price that says, "B'em tzatayah v'or Reb Yehuda." This goes according to Reb Yehuda. The yomah that Reb Yehuda shita is shinu ain't a kaina. That Reb Yehuda holds no, shinu is not kaina. Therefore, what you bought now still belongs to the owner, like your shutfis. And therefore, since you're shutif with the owner, the shliach, therefore, if the price goes up, if you make a gain, it says that im hoisiru hoisiru liemtsa. So that's why there's no stira. And this the Gemara asks, maski v'lo Reb Elazar, Reb Elazar asks the kasha back. Mimai, who told you? Dilma may be ad kam lo kam Rabbi Meir ele b'midi d'chazi le l'gufei. When does Rabbi Meir say a svara? Like something that I need for myself. Like where I give my wool to the dyer. And I tell the dyer, dye it black, because I want to have a black sweater. And he takes my wool and he makes it red. There Rabbi Meir holds a svar, it's called a shinui, because I don't want a red one, I want a black one. So therefore, since you're Mishani, you did different from Das Balabayas, that's called a shinui, that the dyer is kaina, it belongs to him, and he has to only pay back the demet zemer. But here we're talking about where you gave the shliach money to buy wheat, not because you want to eat the wheat, but you want to do business with the wheat. You gave him money, like Rashi said, to do business here. So maybe lo yoma, maybe there Rabbi Meir never said that even though you bought the wrong merchandise, but still lamaisi you're doing business with it, and if you did good business, so still the owners, you want to get half profit. So we're still back to the stira. How come one brisa says that the shliach keeps it all, and one brisa says that's lamachta? Achur, it should not be told lamachlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore the Gemara says, Elo Amar Rabbi Elazar, I'll tell you, Ho V'ho Rabbi Meir. Both prices really go according to Rabbi Meir. For like Asha, Kam Li Achila, Kam Li Schar, and Echnami. When you buy something L'Achila, you want to eat it, then it's a Shinui, then Taki Yekon, if you made a Shinui, and therefore the whole thing belongs to the person that bought it. But Kam Li Schar, our case here, which says L'Machzo, where you divide the profit in half. Alright, turn over. When you divide it in half, here the pshat is because it's not called the shinui, therefore the shutfis, therefore the profit goes lamachza. And this goes even according to Rabbi Meir, who just answered.
Yes, so the kiss of both prices go according to Rabbi Meir. And when is it a shinui? Only when it's for his own use. But it's l'schara for business, then the balabas adarabba. If he got any better business, he's only more happy about it. Machlo Marov, and Eretz Yisrael, they start to laugh about this. Machlo Marov, the Rabbi Yechon Ali with the Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yechon, the way it's said according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chimi Hoidio Lebal Chitim, Sheiknoi Chitim Lebal Moyes. Like who?
So in other words, in Eretz Yisrael, they like laughing at Rabbi Yechon's pshat. Again, Rabbi Yechon's pshat was that Lakashi said before in the Stira that Hor Rabbi Meir, Hor Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, he holds even l'schoira, even though when you make a shliach to buy something for business, and he buys the wrong thing, it's called a shinui. It's called he did different, and therefore he's not really considered your shliach. Therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, the shliach is kona, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the shliach is not kona. Therefore, it still goes back to the owner. But l'mais, it's called a shinui, the shliach is not doing a shlichus. So the kasher is, if the shliach is not doing a shlichus, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, why do we say that the schar is b'emtza? Why do we say when the shliach buys this wheat and he makes profit, it goes halfway, they split the profit? When the shliach bought the wheat off the seller like sold it to the shliach. He did not sell it to the original owner. And the shliach is not a shliach according to Rabbi Yochanan, because there's a shinu involved. So if there's a shinu, so the one that's selling it now only sold it to the shliach, so the original owner should not receive any profit at all. So how come according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say machzor, we say biemtza, we say you divide it. The original owner should never have a share in it at all. That's the question.
Rabbi Meir, now it's called enough of a shinu, you're not a shliach, but our koponim, the owner gets it. How does he get it? This Morris Kash Mask of Lora Shmuel Bar Sartia. Yochi is so afilu chitim chitim namiloi. Even when I tell you to buy me chitim, it should also be the kasha. Also, who told you? Like when a shliach goes and buys something, does the one that's selling it now have to know who the buyer is? Amar Rabavua. No, there's a big difference. Shani chitim chitim tishlu chesayu koyovid. There it's much different. If I made you a shliach to buy me wheat, and you bought me wheat, even though the person that's selling the wheat doesn't know who I am, but so what? You're my shliach. When you're doing my shliach, like shlucha shlavim kemaisai, then it's good. Then the shliach is buying it for me. That's good. So when your shliach is doing what he's supposed to do, tishlechus sekovit, v'chi bala bayis dummy, then the shliach is like the balabos. So it's considered like the owner of the chitim is giving it to the balabos. But our kasha here is when the shliach is doing different. He's not buying the wheat. He's buying the barley. He's doing something else. Says, so how does the original owner get it back? And this Tadar bring a proof. That's now we learned like this. Echod ha-maktish nechosov. Somebody that's maktish his property. Makes it hegdish. The echod ha-marech esatzmoy. Somebody that wants to be maktish the value of himself to hegdish. A person has value, how much you're worth, you want to give the money the value to hegdish. So ein loy biksus ishto. You can't take away your wife's clothing. We can't take away your children's clothing. And not anything you dark for them. And not new sandals you bought for them. Something you bought for your wife, that your wife is not yours. If you want to be maktish, your property is under hate. You can be maktish, what belongs to you. But what belongs to your wife, and if you just bought a new shoes, it's your wife's shoes, it's not your shoes like, so therefore you can't be maktish it. And the question is, why? Lema, why don't we say Hachinam here also? Mihoi diyo letzeva sheikna tzivli ishtoi. Lelagmashto, you paid the daya. You're buying these things now. How is your wife kainer it? Like if you go to the store to buy a dress for your wife, and the dressmaker gives you the dress, look where it's your dress. How does it get to your wife? You paid for it, now it's yours. So how does it become hers? Ella, what do you have to say? Lav mishum yarminan. Tishlechus sekovit. The pshat is that if you're buying a dress for your wife, like, so you're like a shliach for your wife. Ukiyad ishta dami. Therefore, when the dressmaker gives you the dress, it's like giving it to your wife. So that's the way your wife is kinder it. Therefore, it's not called yours. And when you're makdish your property, these clothing does not become hegdish. And so hachinan here also. Shlichusayu koavid. Ukiyad balabayis dami. Teravada, when I tell you to buy me wheat, and you go and do what you're supposed to, you buy me the wheat. So when the person gives you the wheat, even though I'm not there, the shliach is taking the wheat. But since the shliach is doing the shlichus, it's like he's taking it for the balabos. So when the shliach accepts it, his kabbalah is like the balabos accepted it. It's kiyad balabaisdom. Om Rabbah.
So Amar Rabba, but look, Kol Hamaktish Nechasa Vein Dait. I'll tell you a different story here. It's much different here. You know why here the Hegdish is not chal upon the wife's clothing? Not because you're a shliach, but rather here the svar is that Kol Hamaktish Nechasa. If a man wants to be Maktish his property, the svar is Ein Dait Yaksus Ishto Yabonav. He doesn't have das to be Maktish his wife's clothing and his son's clothing. So even though maybe they still belong to him, like Kol Zaman, you picked it up from the store and you didn't give it to your wife yet, maybe really it's yours. Maybe it's not your wife's yet. But the reason why Hegdish is not Chal, because you didn't have das to be Maktish it. So you have no right to say Shluchusay of it. Maskiv Lo Reb Zera, V'chidaita Shalodim Al Tfilin. Does a person have das to be Maktish his own Tfilin? Utsanan, we learn like this. HaMaktish Nechosov is somebody's Maktish's property, Malin Lo Tfilin. We even have to be Maktish the property, we have to see. Shaman Rashi, we have to value how much the Tfilin is worth. It's worth $500. You have to give now $500 to Hegdish. So you see, when a person is Maktish's property, he even means to be Maktish's Tfilin. So even though you don't think about it, but anything that belongs to you is in this nether that you have to give the value to Hegdish. Anything you own, if the guy said this, the guy said, anything I own, I'll be Maktish. So what you mean to say is the value of it I want to give to Hegdish. So even though you don't go to think everything separately, you don't really think about your tefillin, but since you own the tefillin, you'd be Maktishit. That's a kashi also. Even though this dress now, even though maybe you don't think about be Maktish your wife's dress, but if you're the one that picked it up from the store and your wife is not koina, it belongs to you, so when you say it be Maktish your clothing, it should be Chal also. So my answer is, a person thinks about that. Tefillin, you think about to be Maktish, but about your wife's clothing, what's for your wife and for your kids, that you don't want to be Maktish. Now, Hamaktish Nechosov, why? So the mitzvah kardinan. V'yein daita shalodom al ksus ishto yobonov mishumeva. Like, he thinks he's doing a mitzvah. So anything that's with mitzvah, he also wants to be maktish, or tefillin he thinks about. But his wife's clothing, that he wouldn't want to start up with. That he knows if he's going to be maktish, his wife's clothing, he'll get in trouble. She'll be angry at him. Therefore, that's not in the person's mind. That he doesn't think about to be maktish. So again, there's no proof about shlichus. Maskel or Ravashi, v'olei chai v'erchin shonukam, don't chai v'erchin. Utenan chai v'erchin, m'mashkin noisan. We take a mashkin away from them. Ay v'chidai t'shlodim alatzma l'mashkunai. When a person's like maktish the money, does he mean to give a mashkin away? Elom Rababa, kol amaktish nechosov nasik mishik n'loy ksus ishto yabonov mikoro. Henechnami, you see again, anything is chal hegdishon, not what you think. Says, so how come this clothing is of your wife then? It's not chal hegdish, not because you're a shliach, because nasa kimi sheikna like sus ishtu one of mikaro. It's as if that since you knew what you're doing now, that you plan to be maktish your property, so you think about it, that any clothing that you plan to give over to your wife, before you maktish it, you mean right away to be maktish it to your wife first, and therefore the hegdish is not chal. So nachanami, could be again, we have no proof that also shlichusa, and here the svar, the hegdish is not chal upon your wife's clothing, because the person, the farish, is makna the clothing away before he's makdish it. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding off kuf beis and mebeis, you're the bottom of the Gemara, by the big lines. Ton Rabbonin, halakeach soda b'shem chaveroi. If somebody buys the field in the name of his friend, so we don't force him to sell it to you. We'll soon see what that means. But the more maloy al menas, but we make a condition that he has to sell it to you, then then we force him to sell it to you. So Mar says, my comma, what are we talking about here? So Mar Rav Shesh Sochi comma. This is what the Braisa means to say. Reuven is buying a field off Shemin, and really Reuven wants the field for himself. Just he's afraid people may take it away, so he tells Shimon, when you sell me this field, sell it in the name of Resh Galusa. Like Resh Galusa, everybody's afraid, nobody will start up Resh Galusa. So the Kitzur, Reuven is buying a field off Shimon, and he's telling Shimon, when you write the shtar out to Resh Galusa. So in such a case, en kaifen oisoi, Resh Galusa limchor.
we don't force now the Reish Galusa to write you over a second shtar saying, like they sold the property to you, Reuven. That's what the Braita says. If Reuven wants to take this gamble, and when Reuven buys the field off Shimon, he tells Shimon, write out the shtar mechira to the name of Reish Galusa. Okay, he'll do it. So, but it's under Reish Galusa's name. Really, Reuven owns it. Just if Reuven can't force Reish Galusa to write him a shtar saying that Reish Galusa sold it now to Reuven. But v'yimomar, but if Reuven, the first person that buys it, makes a condition, v'yimomar almenas, if when he first buys it off Shimon he makes this t'nai, then koifin es Reish Galusa limcher. Then we could force Reish Galusa to write up a shtar mechira as if to say Reish Galusa is selling this property to Reuven. That's what we could do. That's what the Braita says. We'll soon explain it. Oh, mama, what did we just say? Halakei yachsode b'shem Reish Galusa. If Reuven goes to buy a field off Shimon, and he's afraid to have then the field written off in his own name, because maybe some people come and take it away, so he tells Shimon, write out the shtar to Reish Galusa. Is ein koifen oisoi Reish Galusa limchor. We don't force Reish Galusa to write you back a shtar saying like now, you own it. Michlal, but our koponim is a proof, it's a raya, Michlal is a proof from here, the mikna konyulei, that our koponim Reuven really owns the field. In other words, Reuven paid money for this field. He gave money to Shimon to sell him the field. And really, Reuven owns the field. It's only a question whose name is written on the deed, on the shtar. That right now Shimon wrote down the name of Reish Galusa, so it's written on the Reish Galusa. The question, could Reuven force Reish Galusa to write him another shtar or not? That's the shiloh. But our co-opponent is Mashma, Reuven owns the field, not Reish Galusa. The question is why? If so, lema, let's say, pliga, the B'nai Marova. This price, look, Rod, is on what we had the svar before from B'nai Marova. The Yamra that they said a svar before, v'chimi haidiyoy, lebal chitin, sheikna chitin lebal hamoyis, lebal habayis. Before we had a svar of you send a shliach to buy you some chitin, and by mistake he buys you barley, so the person that sells the barley doesn't know who he's selling it to, so the original owner never receives it. Because the original owner wasn't there. Only the shliach was there. And in a case when the shliach made a shinui, changed around so he's not a real shliach, so they hold that the original balabas is not koina. Because the one that's selling does not know who he's selling it to. So why don't we say the same story here also? That the Shimon is selling the field to Reish Galusa, not to Reuven. So how come here it says that Reuven owns the field? Tomorrow says no. This year wouldn't be a kasha. I tell you, there's a big difference here. Here we're talking about that Reuven is around. Reuven speaks clearly to Shimon, to the one that's selling the field, and telling Shimon clearly, and in front of the Edom also, that really I'm giving you the $10,000 for the property, and really I'm going to be the owner of the property. The only thing, I don't want the shtar to be written out to my name, because I'm afraid maybe some people will come and take it away. I owe other people money, maybe they'll come and take it away from me. So I want you to write the shtar in the name of Reish Galusa. But it's known clearly in front of Edom, and in front of Shimon that's selling the property, that Reuven is the one that's buying the field. Here there's no problem for the chimi hoidiyo. Here everybody knows that it's Reuven's field. So only a question, does Reish Galusa have to write over a shtar back to Reuven or not? So Mar says, if so, Elaim is paper. What does the sefer say? Almanas, if when Reuven buys it off Shimon, he makes a condition, then koifenoi soy Reish Galusa limchor. Then we force Reish Galusa to write up a second shtar mechira as if the Reish Galusa is now selling it to this Reuven. So question am I? How could Reuven's condition with Shimon force Reish Galusa to make another shtar? V'leima Reish Galusa, let Reish Galusa, this third party, say, Lo yikereichu binan, I don't want you to give me covered life, don't give me no yoker respect, V'lo yizilusaychu binan, and don't give me embarrassment. In other words, don't ask me to write you a shtar. It looks like I'm selling property. It doesn't look nice for a rich guy like Reish Galusa to sell property. Rich guys only buy property, they don't sell. So it doesn't look nice for him to sell the property. So don't do me no toibis. So how could we force Reish Galusa to write a shtar mechir as if Reish Galusa is selling us property to Reuven? How could that tonight that Reuven makes with Shimon, the one that's selling him the property, force Reish Galusa to write a shtar? Therefore, Elohim Abai, Abai says, Pshan, the price is like this. Hochikom, again. If Reuven goes and buys the field of Shimon, and really Reuven is going to be the owner, just he's afraid to have the deed in his own name, so he puts the deed under Reish Galusa's name.